A new study finds San Andreas has built up more pressure today than in the last 1,000 years, priming the SoCal region for just what geologists have warned about for decades, the big one.
You got to remember, imminent to a geologist is like in the next century.
Iconic seismologist for the USGS, Dr. Lucy Jones, says this study tells us a lot, but it doesn't tell us everything.
It doesn't tell us when the next earthquake's going to be.
To understand the future, geologists looked to the past, compiling data from the last 1,000 years and creating this snapshot. The red along the fault represents historically high pressure, built by over a century of calm with no significant quake to ease the Earth's energy.
Unfortunately, there in Southern California, you guys, you know, are plagued with a lot of different fault lines, including the sort of the different parts of the San Andreas itself and other faults like the San Jacinto.
And it's at that intersection of faults sitting here at the critical corridor of the Cajon Pass that acts as a gateway through the state, meaning a potentially massive quake stretching from one end of California to the next.
So there have been some earthquakes in the past that look like they went the whole length from south all the way to north through the Cajon Pass, and the stress level is extra high on sort of both sides of that right now, increasing the chances that the next one could actually rip right through that area and be a larger earthquake overall.
A double fault rupture much worse than a single fault event, which we know is still deadly, like the 1989 6.9 Loma Prieta quake in San Francisco, killing 63 people.